There are small family-owned sugar houses tucked into hillsides all over Vermont. Some have not been used in decades, and at others, families are producing maple syrup like they have for generations. No one really knows how many sugar houses there are in the state. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, there is an effort now underway to photograph and catalog the sugar houses and capture their stories before they disappear.
Over the past 120 years or so, the Hartshorn family has been boiling sap at one of four different sugar houses strung out along the steep hillsides leading up Lincoln Mountain in Warren. Paul Hartshorn is 84, and he remembers working as a kid down at the one that sits along what's now the Lincoln Gap Road.
My granddad run that one for a long time, and then my aunt came up and boiled for him, and we gathered his sap for him, and he watched it.
The shack sits down an embankment along a brook, and by the looks of the weathered wood siding, it's clear that this is not a modern prefab structure. The pavement curves around it, as if the town wanted to preserve the sugar house when it was laying out the road. It's been more than 50 years since any maple syrup was produced there, but a couple of years ago, Hartshorn says his brother jacked it up and put a new roof on to preserve it.
It was granddad's, and we kind of wanted to keep it. It's kind of it's a family thing, and to me, it's, I don't know what you'd call it, but sentimental, I guess. Yeah.
There was a time when every family farm had its own sugar house. And here in the Mad River Valley, Hartshorn says it was a sure sign of spring when the sap started running and the sugar houses came to life.
I probably could list 50 in the valley that I know of that were running in when I was a kid. Yeah. You could drive around the valley and see steam coming up everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. And now I think one outfit making more syrup than was made in the whole valley at the time.
Vermont is producing as much maple syrup now as it did when just about every small farm had its own sugar house. Last year, more maple syrup was produced in the state than anywhere else in the country, a record-breaking 2.2 million gallons. But a lot of it is being produced by large commercial companies, such as the Maple Guild in Island Pond, which is billed as the world's largest privately owned maple operation. Dory Ross ran a maple syrup business in Mad River Valley for about 10 years, and she says as commercial maple syrup operations get bigger and old-timers get out of the business without having the next generation take over, Vermont stands to lose an important part of its history.
You know, there aren't many bucket operations anymore, and a lot of these old sugar houses are just being forgotten or taken down, and these great big, almost factory-looking buildings are being created because there's, you know, some really big outfits now in the industry.
And even as maple syrup becomes somewhat easier to produce, with backyard enthusiasts investing in modern equipment, those historic sugar houses are being lost. So Ross is now leading an effort to record and catalog Vermont sugar houses and to funnel historic preservation money towards saving the ones that are still in operation. The state-funded Barn Preservation Program has invested more than $3 million into more than 360 barns and agricultural buildings in the past 30 years. Ross wants some of that money to go into saving sugar houses. She's working with the University of Vermont to create a webpage with photographs of the sugar houses and interviews with the families that have boiled down maple sap in them.
The overall objective is to have the most comprehensive list of all of these sugar houses, regardless of age. And that history is going to get lost. And if it's not documented by someone, it's going to be a huge loss, I think, for the state of Vermont.
Paul Hartshorn's son, David, runs the business today, though his dad still drives the truck around to gather sap. David says when he was growing up, everyone in the family helped out. They'd eat supper in the sugar house when the sap was running, and he says he spent many nights there as a young boy while his parents turned that clear sap into sticky, sweet maple syrup.
My mother would do the boiling while everybody was gathering. And at the end of the day, as a little kid, I would climb in a syrup box and make it my home for the night. And I just remember all night long hearing the ladle hitting across the pan and the syrup run off and the smell of sap and syrup. And you know, I just remember as a little kid, I always hear that.
The Hartshorns have their own modern sugar house now, down along Route 100, where the tourists can stop by to see the sap boiling and pick up some syrup. David says his son has a full-time job and isn't interested in giving over his early spring to making syrup. He says he might be the last generation in his family to remember the sugar houses up here on Lincoln Mountain. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Warren.